Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have, I would say, a diamond in the rough, but this diamond's already been polished, it's already been shined, and I'm talking about our next guest, and her name is...
Hi, I'm Cecilia Diamond.
She's got a lot of theater experience behind her. She's moving on to TV and film. She has a great support team. Let's welcome to the show, Cecilia Diamond. But before we get to that, remember, I am a real estate broker, and if you're looking for a real estate agent anywhere in the 50 United States, I have a free service where I find you a fantastic real estate agent in your hyper-local area at no charge to you. And if you live in Los Angeles, I actually co-list properties with an agent who actually lives in your neighborhood, and between the two of us, we get your house sold in the least amount of days for the most amount of money. TeamRiley.com, TeamRiley. TeamRiley.com. Oh, really? No. Riley. TeamRiley.com. Now let's get Cecilia on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Cecilia. It's Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
So did you grow up here around Los Angeles?
Yes.
That's actually really good because a lot of people I interview, they're like in little towns somewhere and they just wish they could go to Hollywood and audition. And here you are. You're right there doing it, living their dream.
Yeah, it's really nice being in LA. There's so many opportunities.
That's true. Hey, do you have more friends that are boys or friends that are girls?
Probably girls.
You know why? Because diamonds are a girl's best friend. So you're a triple threat. You're an actor, you're a singer, and you're a dancer. But didn't you start writing? So aren't you like a quadruple threat now?
Yeah, I've been writing a couple of, you know, screenplays and maybe some like short stories. And I actually wrote one screenplay that was actually made into a little short film.
Right.
That is going to be sent to some film festival.
That's going to be good. That's where you're at right now. You're already writing and starring in your own movies. But where did it start for you? What was your very first thing you did acting wise?
When I was 3 years old, I actually did a Elmo commercial for an Elmo toy. And
hey, was that Tickle Me Elmo? That one?
Yeah. What I can remember, that was probably the first little acting gig I ever got. But I've been singing and dancing for so, so long.
Yes, I was looking at your resume on a casting site called Backstage, and you've done a lot of plays and played a lot of the lead parts.
Yeah.
I was watching part of that one Matilda. Oh my God, that went on for like 2.5 hours. How do you do a play for that long being the lead part?
It does take a lot of work, but it is so worth it. It's so good to be able to be up on stage and have that feeling of like being connected with an audience. That's like why I do it. It's such a great feeling.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I haven't done a play in a long time, and I recently did one, and I thought it was going to be like horrible because it was taking up all my time with all the rehearsals. And
yeah,
I was just like, oh man. And then here comes the performance. I was a little nervous. It was like pretty perfect. And then when everyone's like clapping for you at the end, don't you get like, it was all worth it? Don't you feel really good?
Absolutely.
I was looking at some of the roles that you played. Matilda, the first time you did it, you didn't play Matilda. You played a different part, right?
Yeah, I played one of the other students.
Right. And then did you want to play Matilda when you did that one? You thought, hey, maybe one day I'm going to play the lead part.
Yeah, I auditioned. I was originally going for Matilda, but I was actually really happy when I got the other opportunity to play Matilda because of that one time that I didn't. And I saw how much fun it could have been.
Yeah, I bet. You're probably sitting there the whole time. That's going to be me next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when I noticed when you played like Annie, so you played the lead part in Annie, but then Annie came again and then you took the part of Duffy.
Yeah, yes.
How was that going from like the lead character to going and playing that character?
It was really interesting because they were back to back because what happened was I was in Annie and then the director was doing Annie another time. And so it was like a couple days after. And so watching this other girl play Annie, it was so interesting watching her acting choices, how her vocal range and just all of that. It was nice being Duffy and kind of like having the time to kind of chill and not be the lead role and sing all these big songs. It was interesting to like be in the background to watch everything.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, as long as you're on the stage somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Wow, Mary Poppins, Christmas Carol. Wow, this is a lot. Hey, so Burbank Singing Stars, you went there twice, huh?
Yeah.
It was strictly for singing, right?
Yes.
So the great thing about your singing is you can always beat out of somebody who actually sings better than you because you're a performer too, right?
Yeah, it's a great skill to have. It's one thing to be a singer. You know, a lot of times you can just tell people to close your eyes and then you sing and you're a great singer, but it's a way better experience when their eyes are open and you're right there performing it, you know, live. Yeah, it's magical.
Right, but that's why you were one of the winners, because of your performance qualities.
Yes.
That was a comment one of the judges made. Because it was good. Because that's true. You know, anybody can say, you know, hey, here's my daughter. Just sing a song. And she looks like all nervous singing it. You just kind of like come to life like you're on the stage. Like, even though nobody's there, you still feel it like you're still doing a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Where'd you get all those skills from? Your singing, your acting, and dancing. How'd you learn how to do all that?
I have been through multiple vocal coaches. A couple of months, I was taking classes from Professor Riley. He's located in New York. He has coached several stars, such as like Whitney Houston and many others.
Nice.
And I've trained over the years, and I've worked very, very hard. I've took some acting classes and difficult technique classes, like such as from Music Junction and from this one lady, Nancy Osborne. She helped me train for a couple of years. She was one of the ones that helped me really with my performance. She showed me all these techniques. I will forever be grateful because that has helped me go so far. I'm so thankful for all that she did for me.
I bet like her teaching you, she probably like, oh, like she's living vicariously through you. Like she transferred her talent to you.
Right.
You know, and you're like, ah, look at me, I'm doing it now. So is that something you want to do like when you get older, to transfer like what you know to somebody else and help them out with their career?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You probably already done that, right?
I actually have. I've given some younger kids some vocal lessons, and I've worked at many summer camps for like music videos or little shows, and it is really nice to see someone grow and be excited about something that I get excited about. That just makes me feel so good.
Hey, so Born to Perform Studios, is that a place where you still go to, or what did you learn there?
Yes, so I went there to train for a musical theater competition team that I went to with a couple other kids. And we sang a melody from 13 the Musical.
Right.
And we took home first place. That was something I did there. They have classes, and they do. I've taken a lot of classes, you know, dance classes and private and vocal lessons. And it's really nice. It's a bunch of kids like in my community that I see at like other shows. So it's a great place to go and make friends that also like to sing and dance.
That's funny. I was reading your resume and it said like AGT. And I was thinking, what? America's Got Talent? And I go, oh, it's Agora. Agora's Got Talent, but then you still auditioned. But then I looked at it a little closer, but you also auditioned for America's Got Talent too, right?
Yeah, I did.
I bet there were some, like 10,000 people there, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot.
So you're 14 now. So when you're 16, 17, 18, what do you, besides school, of course, and later college, of course, what else do you see yourself doing in 2 to 3 years?
Well, the plan is get famous.
Get famous, get that money, put it in your Coogan account, so when you get old enough, you'll have that money for yourself, right?
Yeah.
What does the numbers 2-2-2-2-2 mean to you? So it's February 22nd. Anything special happen on that day?
That was the Youth Leadership Award that I got.
2-2-2-2-2-2-2. You received an award from the Dirt Merchant Films. And it was a trophy that I saw you had. And what kind of youth leadership did you do to receive that award?
So that was the company that I wrote the screenplay for, and it got produced.
Okay.
And that is a company that loves working with kids. They love looking at the future leaders. And so we went over to like a red carpet event. It was basically just showing like, hey, these are people of the future. Let's support them so we can be supported in the future too. So that's what it was.
Yeah, it's cool because some other girls who are like 8, 10, 12 around your age, you know, they're probably like, oh, it's so hard. They're like, wait a minute, look at Cecilia. She's doing pretty good. Maybe I can do what she does. Right? You're kind of like a role model-ish right now.
I do hope that people can look up to me, it makes me kind of look at myself and say, hey, I'm actually proud of myself too, you know. I've come a long way and I feel worthy of the people that look up to me. It's great.
That funny scene. What is that? Is it called Bird Patrol? What is it called?
Oh yeah, Bird Patrol.
So you were very comfortable with all that adult language, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So your mom didn't have a problem with you talking like that?
No, actually, she was like super excited. I actually double checked with her. I was like, Mom, you're sure you're okay with me saying all these things on TV? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. You're really good with comedy. You're really good.
I was. Thank you.
Well, first of all, you don't expect the dialogue at first, you know, because
no,
you're like, what did he
not.
Just say? What did she just say? But you're not really even really thinking that. It's just like, bam, it's a laugh. Bam, it's a laugh. You know, I bet just some kids your age wouldn't even get it. But somebody my age, of course, it was funny. And that got like, what, 15 million views?
It got 17 million views on TikTok. It's on YouTube currently. So the more views it gets, then great.
That's true. Hey, I like that one song you were singing, Monster. You had that blue dress on.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great performance.
Oh, thank you.
Boom, you were spot on. It was really great.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you go back and you look at something like that?
There's like so many things going on, but usually the two things I either feel when I'm watching back and looking at myself, it's either, oh my God, why did I do that? Why did I make that choice to say that line that way? That's gross. or it's a, yeah, I totally nailed that. The directors are going to love me. Like something like that. So.
You know what? I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh my God, why did they use that take? The other one was so much better.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, why did they cut to that person? I made such good facial expressions. Thank you.
Yeah. So how many trophies do you think you have from awards?
10, 12.
Where do you put those at? Do you keep them displayed or are they in a box somewhere pushed aside?
I have a couple of them displayed, but sometimes they get a little bit too bulky and I need the room. So most of them are tucked away, hidden and safe.
That's great. Do you do accents?
Hello, I'm British.
That was pretty good. That's great. So your ultimate goal is, I'm just going to guess, wait, don't you want to get on a television series?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the dream.
There's got to be something out there for you, right?
Yeah.
So what's the name of the short film that you have out now that you wrote and starred in?
That is called Eccentra, and that's with Dirt Merchants Films.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small short film that I wrote and produced. The main director was Henny Morales.
And how long is that film?
15 minutes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's perfect. So where'd you get the idea to write that up? What's your process to get to that script?
I have many short films just like kind of in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But the director came to me and was like, hey, you're really talented. Can you write us a script? And I was like, yeah, sure. So we did that, and he was like, hey, yeah, this is really great stuff. I would love to work with you and produce this. And I was like, yeah, cool. So we did it. We made a movie.
That's so great.
Actually, it's actually 40 minutes. I'm sorry,
okay.
40 minutes,
okay.
Not 50 minutes.
And so that's out there now, and what's happening with that?
Well, it's being put into Amazon Prime. It's won some awards, actually.
Hey, so some young performer out there, male or female, that could be anywhere in the world, they're listening right now, and they're like, you know what? I kind of want to be an actor. What advice would you have for them?
I would tell them, don't give up. Don't let anything or anyone tell you that you're not good enough, because you are always good enough. You can always keep working on your craft. You can always keep getting better, and that's a fact. You never stop learning. You never, ever stop growing. Yes, there might be someone a little bit better than you, but you can always get there. You always have to start somewhere, right? So wherever you are right now, you can start, and you can be just like that person you see on TV, and you can follow your dreams, and you can pursue anything you want to pursue and be whoever you want to be.
That's awesome. Hey, when you were looking for inspiration, who did you look up to that's on film or television? Like, wow, I could do that. Like, who did you like identify with?
There were a couple of people. One of them, the most recent one, was definitely Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm.
I watched her from the beginning, and when she started, seeing her, you know, becoming to this like big, huge, worldwide known star, I was just so jealous. Like, that's what I wanted to be. Like, I wanted to do that.
Right.
And definitely also Jennifer Aniston. I love her so much.
Me too. That's funny. I used to live in Beverly Hills. And when Jennifer was married to Brad Pitt, they had a gray Mercedes. It looked like a big melt truck, like the mailman would come drive in.
Uh-huh.
But I would be driving. I would see them like all the time. Brad would be driving or she would be driving. I would tell everybody, I saw Brad and Jennifer today. Who in the acting world would you like to meet, like, or work with? What actor?
Definitely Zendaya. I would love to work with Zendaya.
Wow.
And also Tom Holland, too. He's cool. Oh, and definitely Adam Sandler.
Oh.
Definitely Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that would be great. You could play his daughter in a movie or something. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, yeah. That would be so cool.
That'd be the dream.
Yeah.
You're like, I've made it.
He's so funny.
He is
He's
funny.
So good. So funny.
He is so funny. Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Nope.
That's right, because I covered it and I did a good job, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Well, Cecilia, so I want to thank you so much for being on my show. I sincerely appreciate it. I think that you're in a really good position. I think you know you're in a good position. You ever heard, like, when you go horse racing, you ever heard of a sure thing? I'm going to bet on number five because he's a sure thing. I have inside information. He's going to win. I think you're a sure thing for acting.
Oh, thank you.
Because I've done the behind-the-scenes research. Anything that you build, like a house, you have to have a good foundation or it's going to fall apart. Relationship, good foundation or it's going to fall apart. You have a really, really good foundation with all your experience and the team that you have.
Oh, thank you.
And I bet you exactly the thoughts that are inside your head that you told me about, that's going to happen for you in reality. So just stay patient and be cool and you're going to get there. Don't you think that?
Of course. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, again, thanks for being on my show. And I'm sure there's somebody out there listening that maybe wants to get into acting or was quitting acting. And just because they listen to Cecilia, they're going to say, wow, if she can do it, I can do it too. So thanks so much for being on my show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Cecilia Diamond, everyone. Nice. Started out as a triple threat. Actor, singer, dancer. Started writing. Made her own movie. Started out in commercials with Tickle Me Elmo. Lots of musicals. Matilda. Annie. Personal coaches, classes, voice lessons. She won the Youth Leadership Award. Bird Patrol. Eccentra is the name of the short film that she wrote, produced, and starred in. And remember what Cecilia wants for you. Her message to you is, you can follow your dreams and be whoever you want to be. Yeah! Give it up for Cecilia Diamond. For more information, go to imdb.me/Cecilia Diamond or on Instagram at diamond_c.c. And if you're in Los Angeles and you're buying or selling a house, TEAMRILEY, teamriley.com. Oh, really? No, Riley. And if you know someone who's selling their home and they don't have a real estate agent, we specialize in finding real estate agents for buyers and sellers. TeamRiley.com. Just go there. And when escrow closes, and we pay up to $500 for your referrals. TeamRiley.com. Okay, we have a lot of great guests coming up. We have the beautiful, the amazing, the talented Hart Hayes. Started out as a singer and now she's got her acting chops and she's done, what, 10 films already? She played my wife in a film called Who's Gonna Take Care of Me? She's an amazing professional. I just love her to death and can't wait for you to meet her. Now it's time for the PG version of The Lesson. Be sure and listen and learn. Listen. Learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you're want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. Then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul, is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star. But for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm casting.
than a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom, I'm back on my feet. Now I'm revving my throttle on the climb to the top, it's the same old games. But now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.